as we continue through this this Tuesday afternoon together. You know, right now, you folks have been hearing me talking about eye health lately and how there's so many things that we take for granted. And I hate to say it, but our eyes is one of them. You know, it's like, when's the last time you ever really thought about your eye health? And especially, you know, as you're aging, you get in your 40s, 50s, 60s, or whatever, your body's getting older. But guess what? So are your eyeballs. And when's the last time you actually saw a real bona fide medical doctor ophthalmologist about your eyes, and just instead of just some optometrist who's going to write you a new prescription for your lenses? Well, you've been hearing me talk about Dr. Leslie Emmerbuck, who is the head of Capstone Vision and Aesthetics, and she happens to be here at the studio with me right now, sitting in the studio, getting ready to carry the show. Dr. Leslie, how are you?
Hey, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in. And so I'm totally depending on you now to carry the show, all right? It's all on your shoulders. No pressure, right?
No pressure at all. How many minutes do we have here?
Exactly. Well, time's up, but it's been great seeing you. No, actually, I have to say, really, I was really impressed. I've been telling my audience that I was just really impressed with you and your practice and the way that you operate there. And certainly not just, you know, your heart for the Lord, but your heart for people's eyes. And tell me, you were talking a little bit about that off air beforehand. What got you into ophthalmology?
Well, when you're in medical school, we do rotations through the different specialties. Mm-hmm. And when I did my general surgery rotation, right, I loved surgery. And when I did my ophthalmology rotation, which was the next year, I loved microsurgery even more. And it was a perfect combination for me because you could do surgery, I could see patients in the office, and there's a lot of opportunity to do research as well. And since then, I've just come to realize how subspecialized the eye is. You know, the eye has developed in an incredible technologically advanced as an advanced organ, and each part of the eye does something different. And I have developed skills over the years to help people see better. And it's just an incredible organ. I just enjoy helping people every day see their best.
I know. It's got to give you a great feeling, too. Because you don't really think about your eyes that much. You just wake up every day, you open your eyes and you see things and whatever. And it's not until somebody really has serious eye problems that they start realizing, oh my, I mean, this is really important. And I know it makes you feel great to help people have good eye health.
It's very rewarding. It's rewarding for the patients and for me. It's a all around feel good profession.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? It is. And so, let me ask you about people that do get diagnosed with serious problems, because there's people that have eye problems. They have cataracts, dry eye syndrome, some of those things. And it's really important, obviously, that they get the proper treatment for this. And that's why we've talked about there's a big difference between just optometrists who sell you glasses and an actual MD ophthalmologist. So talk about that, if you would, and the importance, how you're into the data and the specifics and the actual medical depth that's involved in the eye.
Mm-hmm. I love data, and I always try to present solutions and treatments to my patients that have evidence-based protocols and research behind it. That being said, you know, even if we have a good treatment for one thing in one person, it's not always the best treatment for your friend or your family member.
Right.
So, you know, even though it's a great treatment, it might not be the right one for you.
Right, exactly. Well, and one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, I was mentioning this earlier, when you age, you know, we get older, our bodies, you know, break down or whatever, our eyes age too, you know, and they really do. And there's a lot of times that people think that, well, hey, whatever you need in your 20s is the same as what you need in your 40s is the same as you need in your 60s. And that's actually not the case, is it?
That's true. So I've developed this eye health timeline to show my patients that.
Which, by the way, is a really impressive timeline. And looking at that timeline you put together, I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, thanks. But it's a really great visual to show my patients that you know, your eye continues to change as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
And when they come in specifically for vision correction procedures, what's right for you in your 20s isn't going to be the same thing I would recommend in your 50s.
Right.
So the other thing that it demonstrates is that, you know, even if we do something in your 20s and 30s, your eye just continued to change, and we will plan for that. So we can do something in your 30s or 40s and then plan for what's going to happen likely in your 70s and 80s. And there's a procedure for everybody, if you're a good candidate, of course, you know, from ages 18 to 100 plus. So it's really, like I was saying earlier, the eye is an incredible organ, and it just changes as you get older, and we deal with that, lad.
All right. I have an actual bona fide eye doctor medical question for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I'm going to put you on the spot right now because I don't know if you're going to be. I make a joke all the time. And 25 years of doing radio, I've used the word eye twitch a lot. Okay. Whenever I'll say like, oh, whenever people say something like that, it makes my eye twitch. Okay. Which is really a way of saying that, it drives me crazy, you know, when they say that. All right. The person with the little eye twitch tick, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Even though I make that joke, I got to tell you, I have been pulling news or researching at night, and I'll see stuff that they're saying in politics, and it'll drive me crazy or whatever. Leslie, I got to tell you, there have been times where I have felt my eye twitching a little bit. But I've always made a joke about it. Oh, you know, every time that politician says it, it makes my eye twitch. You know, every time somebody tells me that evolution's been proven true, it makes my eye twitch, okay? The eye twitch, is that actually connected to a stress? Is that really a tick response to stress?
It's a physiological misfiring of a nerve, basically.
Really?
It's very, very common, number one. And people, we'll probably see a couple people a month coming in complaining of it, worried that it's something bad, but
really?
It's not. And I want people to know it's usually associated with stress.
Now, should I be bothered that I'm now watching your eye twitch?
I'm
just kidding. Here I am trying to interview, and now her eyes. I didn't know you had a twitch.
Stop that.
I know exactly. Her eye's not twitching, everybody, just so you know.
But seriously, it is associated with stress, mm-hmm. Often lack of sleep, and often too much caffeine.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, now, I don't drink caffeine, mm-hmm. so I can't blame the caffeine for this. So,
well,
but
I'll leave that to you.
Okay, we'll leave it to the stress, though, because there are, there are some news stories. It's like, oh, it really does make my eye twitch. So, all right, now, as we've been talking, I want to ask you about readers, because I'm sitting here thinking, oh, no, I'm putting on my readers, okay? These are 2.5,
mm-hmm.
okay? So I don't know if that's, like, average or good or bad. I'm turning 65 in 3 weeks. So readers, I know a lot of people have, but there is really a way to escape these too, isn't there?
There is.
But
there
not
is.
The same that it would be if I were in my 20s.
Correct. So
right.
In your 20s, you don't usually need your readers. You usually usually start to use readers in your 40s.
That's about when I, probably 40s or 50s when I started, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Pretty common. And they'll level off. Mm-hmm. At about a 250, based on your age. Now you just revealed your age. So
yeah, well, I'm 64, but like I said, I'd be 65 in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. So what you're telling me is pretty common.
Yeah.
But
okay.
We have a procedure again based on your eye health timeline to help you get rid of those.
Okay. So I can like get rid of these things and not have to. Okay. Believe it or not, it's absolutely true story. You'll get a kick out of this. As we get older, you know, everybody's done the thing where you're looking for your glasses and they're on your forehead,
on your head,
right? And you can't find them anywhere.
Around your neck.
Okay. Well, no, I don't have I'm not that old yet. Okay. I got like the chain around my neck. But I couldn't find my reading glasses at home. I got them in different places, but there's a certain pair. I like these. They kind of, you know, the blue light, keep it out and whatever. I couldn't find them anywhere. So I'm looking for them. No, they weren't on my head. Okay. So I'm looking at a bunch of different places. I'm looking in the drawer. No, they're not there. Okay, I'm looking at my desk. No, they're not there. I'm looking everywhere. Okay, they were in my hand, but what I was doing was every time, like I pull up this drawer to open it, I put them on, and then I look in the drawer, and I'm like, no, they're not there. And I kid you not, I take them off. absolutely true. I told this at a speaking engagement, church I was speaking at. People are cracking up laughing, and that's how stupid I get. It makes my eye twitch. And so then I go into another, so I go into this area, my officer, okay, let me look at these cabinets, put it here. No joke, I put them back on. My readers, as I'm looking in there, it's like, no. And then I take them off of my head, and I'm like tapping my tooth with it. Where are they? So now, finally, I go out in the garage. My wife's like, what are you looking for? I was like, I'm just looking for something I can't. And my tool area, I put my for 15 minutes, I'm not kidding, 15 minutes, I had my reading glasses, and I put them on and off of my head probably about 10 or 12 times as I looked in different places until finally, at the last, I go to put them on, and the light bulb went off over my head, and I'm like, okay, so is there any, I know you're an ophthalmologist, but is there anything you can do for starting to lose brain function? Because
I was just going to say, I think you need to see a different type of specialist.
I know. One way or another, I need a specialist, okay? I need you to get rid of these readers for me, and then I need some other specialist to deal with my brain. I want to ask you about, you know, the name of your company, of course, is Capstone Vision and Aesthetics, okay? The aesthetics part of it. I haven't really talked about that yet. In the commercials I've been doing, I've been telling my listeners, hey, you're going to hear about the aesthetics part of it, because your thing, you're an expert really in two main areas, how to see well, but then also how to look well. I mean, you want to see well, but you want to look. So you want to see well, but you also want to you want to look good when you look in the mirror, okay? And you want other people to see you well. And that's the aesthetics part of it. Talk about that whole aspect of your practice too.
Oh yeah, thanks. It's so our motto is see well, feel well, be well. Mm-hmm. And over the years I have helped people get rid of their glasses and contacts. And after they do that, they'll often notice their fine lines and wrinkles around their eyes, around their forehead. And I just started to add more and more aesthetics to the practice to help people get rid of those. And so instead of sending them down the road to, you know, the med spa that's on the corner and, you know, not knowing the quality, although there are some really great high quality estheticians and med spas, we do it now in our office. And when we do these little tweaks to sort of enhance your natural beauty, it makes people feel like a million bucks. And right. They walk out feeling great. And so that's the feel well part. And then they can go out and be well.
Right.
Go out and give back.
Well, let's face it. You give somebody 20/20 vision, they look in the mirror and they go, oh. You know, I didn't know how my face was, how badly my face was aging. Right. And so, but it is true. If you think about it, because you and I were talking about this in your office, all right, that people come to you. They get their eyes fixed. They can now see really well. And it's like, oh, great. And they look in the mirror and it's like, oh, man, I got it. And so then you're having to say, okay, well, here's where you can go to take care of those crow's feet or to, you know, thicken up your lips a little bit. You know, what are the different things that people do aesthetically, okay, to enhance their appearance? And if you think about it, it really makes sense to say, let's just handle this in-house, you know, with the same professionalism. So what kinds of things aesthetically can you do for people?
Well, as an ophthalmologist, I know the face anatomy very well.
Right.
And, you know, treating those fine lines and wrinkles with neuromodulator agents, such as Botox, that's the most popular one. Mm-hmm. We can do some dermal filler just to soften the fine lines and wrinkles. And then we have some high-tech energy-based solutions, you know, lasers in the office that can help resurface the skin to improve the texture, tone, and tighten it a little bit.
Right. Just so you know, everybody, I asked Dr. Leslie, what can you do for me? She looked at me for a couple of seconds and said, hey, look, I'm not a miracle worker. There's some things only Jesus can do. all right, hey, real quick, we're just about out of time, but you got a special night coming up where these services are going to be highlighted. When is it? What's happening?
We're calling it the Holiday Go and Glow.
It's Go and Glow.
Go and Glow. It's going to be November 20th from 4 to 6. You do need to call to make a reservation to hold a spot. And we're going to be focused on one of our new technologies that is going to enhance your skin tone.
Okay.
And we'll talk about the other things we have to offer as well, but we'll do some giveaways. It'll be a fun night. We'll have some light refreshments. And again, November 20th from 4 to 6.
Okay, and how do they get information about that? What's the best way?
Just call the office.
Okay.
At
248-710-0063. right? 248-710-0063. They can talk to Jennifer when they call. And really, so they can get information about the November 20th event, of course. But really, what I'd like for them to do is come in and get their eyes checked, because I'm wondering how long has it been since a lot of people have been to an ophthalmologist, an actual board-certified medical doctor, ophthalmologist, to have their eye health checked and make sure that there's no underlying issues and such. I don't think most people do that very often.
Yeah, I highly recommend it, because as you get older, even if your vision's good, you know, you feel like your eyes are fine and you don't need them, have them checked, but things start to happen as you get older.
Right.
Your risk grows up for glaucoma, macular degeneration, and cataracts will form.
Right.
And it's just good to get an overall eye health check.
Well, it is. And I know you have such a passion for people's eyes and vision. And I shared with you about the death of my daughter, Colleen. Mm-hmm. And I actually had a listener who contacted me and said that, and I know you know this because I told you, but I'll just remind my audience. And I was telling you about this, and you're just, you know, getting all teary-eyed, because it's like, oh, it's so sad. But it's also a lady contacted me and said she'd been blind for 15 years. She's never seen her grandchildren, her own grandchildren. She says, and she got to see her grandchildren for the first time. And she said, and I got to see my grandchildren through your daughter's corneas. And I just want to thank you for donating, you know, her body parts. And I was like, well, you know, of course. And so, healthy eyes is something obviously that is very near and dear to me. And I know obviously it is to you as well. And mm-hmm. So I just want to say, I appreciate you being an advertising partner on the show. I appreciate you coming in and spending a few minutes with me and kind of letting me introduce you to the audience. You know, they hear your name. It's like, who is this Dr. Leslie? Okay, well, this is who Dr. Leslie is, everybody. Seriously, your eyes are in great hands with her. They really are. And so I want you to give her a call. Give the office a call, 248-710-0063. And just say, you know what? I haven't had an actual ophthalmologist exam in a while. Let me just make sure my eyes are... Folks, especially if you're getting in your 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever, find out where you stand, okay? It just makes sense to do it. So 248-710-0063. And they could talk with you about their whole range of services as well, including the aesthetics. And you know what? Hey, you not only want to see well, but you want to look well at other people too. It's got both of them. Real quick, I'll tell you this before I let you go. I don't know why I just thought of this now. I haven't thought of it in years, but I still will never forget this. When I was younger, I was a waiter in a restaurant, and one of the waiters that worked there, he had a glass eye, and he could pop out his glass eye. Okay. And so anytime we'd have like a new waitress, I know, see, you know where I'm going with this, okay? So anytime we had a new waitress who would work there, we would play the same joke on waitresses. We have a brand new trainee waitress. And then I would say to her, hey, go ask John to keep an eye on the counter, would you? And then she'd go over there, she goes, yeah, Bob said, can you keep an eye on the counter? And then he goes, sure. Pops and puts it on the couch. And he goes, you know, screams. It was great. So
I'm just sitting here shaking my head.
That's, you know, your eye is twitching, Leslie. Your eye is twitching. Okay, I knew I could make a twitch before the day was over.
Can I get a quick picture of you two, like Leslie, Dr. Leslie? Can you sit right here for a second?
Sure.
While we're on the air.
Oh my gosh,
Kim, we're so on the air. Seriously, Kim, can we wait to a commercial break? Poor Kim. Wow. All right. Call Dr. Leslie's office, Capstone, 248-710-0063.
This is a fun place to work. I wish, maybe I should quit my job and work here.
Hey, we have derailed, okay? You need to come.
Thanks for having me in, and look forward to seeing your listeners in the office. And if anyone has any questions, please call. Don't hesitate.
Absolutely. And again, folks, the number is 248-710-0063. It's Capstone Vision and Aesthetics, Dr. Leslie Emmert-Buck. And Dr. Leslie, it is great seeing you. I appreciate you coming in and being a good sport and playing around with us a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks so much. All right, folks, we're going to continue through the Bob Duco Show coming up next here on this Tuesday afternoon.